You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to tonight's action in Roscommon. It's the first of 2 days there and we've got an 8-race mixed card of flat and jumps action. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined by Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Yeah, very well. Thank you.
Good man. Good couple of days coming up in Roscommon.
Yeah, it's an old jump card tomorrow, I believe. But we've got three good national races tonight on top of five flat races as well. Very competitive stuff. Big fields. Maximum fields in the handicaps. Draw is going to be significant, as it always is. And also a slight split on the going as well, yielding on the flat course, whereas it's good ground on the jump course.
Yeah, so take that into account this evening. Any strong bets there tonight, Andy?
Several, yeah. I've already had a couple this morning. Might add on top of that as the day progresses. I'm looking forward to that novice's chase at 8 o'clock. That's a absolute belter, that is. I mean, two very good horses over hurdles anyway, Rock the World and Game Changer, but they both made good starts for their chasing career with very convincing performances, so it'll be interesting to see how they get on.
Yeah, look forward to that later on in the card. Let's get stuck into the first race though, which is the 5:30, and this is an Irish Stalling Farms EBF auction maiden over 7 furlongs. The market headed by Galway Bay, who's 1-2 this morning, 9-2 for Greyscape, 13-2 for Escondida, and then 16-1 and double figure prices for the others. The betting, not really considering many of them, and an odds on favourite in Galway Bay. Andy, can you see past the market leader?
It's difficult to really, based on his performance in a listed race last time out, form which entitles him to win this race if he runs up to the same standard, or indeed, as is the likely case, improves upon it. He was run up behind a nice horse of Joe Lyons called Argentera, but most significantly back in third was Birchwood, who'd previously won a very competitive race at Newbury, a race which also worked out really well, and the figure of the race suggested he was going to be very hard to beat. I don't think, in all fairness, Richard Fahey's charge shone on the day on the softening ground, and conditions are obviously going to be similar tonight for Galway Bay, just on the easy side. He definitely needs to get his toe in because he's a big, strong type who hits the ground quite hard. So any quickening of the turf would be the only slight concern around this tight track. But he certainly has the form, the ability, the quality to take this race, because of the others who've run so far, Greyscape and Escondida, they've run to a reasonable standard, but they don't look as though they're anything special. The rest of them obviously are going to have a mountain to climb as well. So Galway Bay, he is a short prize, but hopefully those that are prepared to take the skinny odds will be well rewarded in the first.
Galway Bay to get favourite backers off to a winning start in the 5:30. Then the 6 o'clock is race 2 on the card, and it's division 1 of this 7 furlong handicap, and Gembat heads the market at 9-2, just trimmed from 5-1 this morning. It's 5-1 for Kodiak's Back, 6s for Dragon Khan, Snap Click is 13-2, 7-1 for Michael's Missile, 9s for Indy Gal and Share a Secret, and 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Wide open this, Andy. Who'd you like in there?
Yeah, when I was looking at this race yesterday in preparation for my podcast, I had a couple of horses on my mind, and I was rather hoping that maybe one or two of the spotlight riders and the bookmakers alike wouldn't have spotted these two horses, because, let's face it, the form figures for them, it doesn't look all that appealing. And the two in question are Gembat and Kodiak's Back, and amazingly they both found themselves at the head of the market. So it's a little bit disappointing for myself there. I'm not getting great value about these two horses, but both of them individually have got very compelling cases to be made, particularly Kodiak's Back, who was a very eye-catching runner the other day down in Garron. It's his first run for 4 months and his first run on the turf for quite a while. But he raced with a good deal of credit. He was dropped in from his high draw and was given a chance to work his way through the pack. Unfortunately, you can be a little bit hostage to fortune at Garron Park when such tactics are tried to be employed. And as a result, he met numerous amount of trouble in running, particularly on that far side row when he was making a bit of a snake-like manoeuvre going down to the 2 furlong pole. He got constantly denied a run, and in the end he finished on the bridle just hard in behind the pace. I think he would have definitely been involved in the finish with a clear run. So arguably he comes in here, not say a winner without a penalty, but you certainly get the general gist of it. He's decently drawn tonight. I think this track will suit him. He likes just this kind of ground, good with a bit of cut in it. And he's actually been given a pound as well by the handicapper back. He raced off 63, 62 tonight, so he's got a good chance. And the other one, obviously, is Jembat, who caught the odds of the day with a whirlwind finish, and that race was won by Battle of the Boyne. We saw that form work out really well yesterday at the Curragh with Bonya, who was fourth winning, and obviously Battle of the Boyne running well in third. The figures suggest that race is good. He's won here before at Roscommon. A step up in triple, obviously, suits. So the market's got this absolutely spot on. Jembat and Kodiak's back are the two to concentrate on. But the prices, I'll probably go Kodiak's back each way.
Kodiak's back each way for Andy then in the 6 o'clock. The 6.30 is the third race on the card. It's Division 2 of that same 7 furlong handicap. And Sophie's Spirit heads the market for this one at 9-2. It's 11-2 for Elusive in Paris. 7s into 6s for Mr. Bounty. Lady Ranger is 15-2 from 10-1. 9s for Tom Dooley. 9s also for Enigma Code. And 10-1 are bigger prices for the others. Similarly open this, Andy. So who would you recommend in there?
Well, I tipped Lady Ranger the other night at Leopardstown, and to be fair, we never got any sort of run for our money with this filly, largely due to the fact that they didn't go particularly quick up front. Metzigorno made the running, and having done my sectionals and speed figures, it basically turned into a sprint off the home turn. So those that were held about the back door had little or no chance to make any ground. Therefore, I thought Lady Ranger actually ran quite well in the face of what happened ahead of her. She was last turning in. She actually managed to pass 5 or 6 horses in the home straight, doing all her best work at the end to be never nearer at the finish. And I certainly marked her down as one to keep the faith in. I wouldn't say she was an unlucky loser, but as I said, it was the way the race panned out, which is the problem. Prior to that, she'd run really well, an eye-catching run behind Funny How at Cork. And that speed figure certainly gives her a chance here. Hopefully tonight, the race will pan out a little bit better. And she's certainly got a chance on some of her best form. She also ran well at Navan early on in the season over an adequate trip behind Mr. Bounty. Robbie Dolan on that occasion rode run. He seemed to get a tune out of Adrian Keatley's 4-year-old filly. So although she's not particularly well drawn and is likely to be towards the rear of the field in the early stages here, hopefully they'll go a better pace than they did at Leopardstown. And there is a good 4 furlong running as well here at this track. So it gives her a chance to claw back the real estate, which he's likely to give away in the early stages. So around about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning, Lady Ranger is the each-way selection in the 6.30.
Lady Ranger in the 6.30. Then the 7 o'clock is the fourth race on the card, and this one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over 1.25 miles, and Father Christmas heads the market at 5-4, shortened up from 6-4 this morning as well. 7-2 for Dawn Mirage, 5-1 for Muffrad, 12s for Alertness, and 14s or bigger for the others. So the market dominated by this Aidan O'Brien runner. And the only one start as a 2-year-old, showed promise, made a very encouraging reappearance as well, and it was kind of at a time when Aidan O'Brien's horses weren't exactly flying. So see him winning this?
He's got a chance, yeah. I must admit, having done my numbers and figures and written them down here, who's got the best times, etc., there's not a great deal between 6 or 7 horses in this race, so it's quite a surprise for me, therefore, that Father Christmas is at a short price, around about 11-8, 5-4 this morning. He doesn't make any kind of appeal at those odds. Yes, he ran quite well on his seasonal reappearance. It's certainly a marked step up in what he achieved first time up back at Cork towards the back end of last season when he never really got into the race. Slightly mixed messages with that Leopardstown heat as well. He was second in behind Sacrificial. The winner's gone in again. And Tuk Tuk as well, who was also in behind on that particular occasion, has won a maiden subsequently. But the likes of Angel Bay, who was fourth on that particular occasion, finished seventh next time out. So, like I say, he's definitely improving, and it wouldn't surprise me if he won, but he just makes no appeal to me here. So with that in mind, I'm going to go with Dawn Mirage. I think this horse has got equally, if not better, form. That Navan maiden that he was third in is beginning to work out quite well. Chenega Bay was, although he was beaten in a maiden, he ran quite well in finishing second. And Monolite, who was fourth in that race from the Halford stable, didn't get the best of run through at Leopardstown the other night and ended up finishing an unlucky second. So those that kind of horse in and around the sort of the mid-80s mark is a bit of a standard bearer for me. So drawn in stall one, they trip likely to suit Davey Watchman's colt. I'd go with Dawn Mirage as a value alternative to the favourite.
Value alternative there then for Andy in the 7 o'clock. Moving on to the 7.30 next. This is race 5 on the card. It's the last race on the flat this evening. It's a handicap over a mile and a quarter, and Brina in the Micra is 5-1 at the top of the market. 6-1 for Dancing with Angels. Senior Cartage is 8-1 with Tetra Tees. It's also 8s for Jackie Ellis, and Sweet Cherry is 9s and 10s or bigger for the others. Plenty of old favourite handicappers in here, Andy. Plenty with chances. 5-1 the field. Who would you go with?
Yeah, a lot of exposed handicappers here, but I don't think we can say that about Ewing Doyle's four-year-old Brynin in the Micra, though I certainly think he's got plenty of upside attached to his overall profile. He's come here off the back of two wins. He hasn't been out since he won at Clonmel, and even though he drifted up towards the Stansar Ra that day, which is a little bit of a concern, he got the job done in spectacular fashion. I think there's definitely, could say, more to come from him. But the problem is he's drawn stall 14. There's a bit of a short run to the bend here at Roscommon over the mile and a quarter track. And it means that Pat Smullen's going to have a bit of a job getting him in. So he might be stuck out wide early on, and that's a bit of a problem. He might well be good enough to overcome it, but the market suggests that he hasn't got a great deal to play with. Dancing with Angels also, who comes in spectacular form. Thomas Cleary's done incredibly well with his mare, who went a long time without winning. She's also drawn in a bit of a tricky box in stall 13. That said, she does run this track well. She won here two starts ago, staying on very powerfully late on, winning by 6 lengths. And I didn't think she did a great deal wrong the other day down in Tipperary, when once again in the frame, finishing third behind Dalian. But back in fourth was Chevelle Rouge, and that leads me on to my selection here. This mare often saves its best form here for Roscommon. On her last two visits, she's been victorious, albeit back in 2012. She hasn't actually run here since, which is a bit of a surprise. She has managed to win one in between, and that was at Sligo, when there's a bit of cut in the ground, which she's got tonight. She's dropped to a decent mark, and she's gradually coming to the boil as well, based on that run the other night down in Tipperary. Now, we can get a very big price about this horse tonight. It's one of those ones that has been missed by the bookmakers. 16-1 with William Hill on a horse who's won 3 times here in 4 visits. I think she's going to easily outrun her odds tonight, and suggest that at that price, should have a decent bet on Chevelle Rouge to cause a bit of a surprise in the 7.30.
Value option in the 7.30. Then the 8 o'clock is the first race over the obstacles this evening, and this is a novice chase over 2 miles. The Game Changer heads the market at 11-8. 7-4 for Rock the World. Upazo is 100-30. 12-1 for Runava and Dissios, and 50-1 or bigger prices for the others. You've already mentioned a good novice chase to look forward to this, Andy. So who would you side with?
Yeah, amazingly, my three fastest novice chase beginners chase horses in Ireland all running the same race in a winners of one novices chase here tonight. So it's going to be a mouth-watering affair. Rock the World, the Game Changer, and indeed Ranova. Shouldn't underestimate that horse's claims here. All lock horns, and you chuck into the mix with Parzo, who finished second in a good race the last day at Punchestown. And this, it really is not to be underestimated as a bit of a humdinger. It's a bit of a spin of the coin for me, because both of these two, Rock the World and the Game Changer, did very fast times on their chasing debut, and they all threatened to be good chasers as well. The Game Changer was often a smooth traveller in his hurdle races on those big hurly-burly handicaps. But on good ground and in a small field the other day at Punchestown, he jumped brilliantly. He took the running up a long way out and won very comfortably. As I said, the speed, and he jumped his fences, and the pace he showed in that race was definitely suggesting he's going to be a better horse over fences. And likewise, Rock the World also jumped immaculately at Ballinrobe the other day. He jumped, like I say, made all. There was a bit of carnage in behind early on, which obviously gave him a bit of an advantage. But this track does definitely lend itself to front runners. It is a track where I often find horses held up off the pace, sometimes rarely get into it. So with that in mind, if Robbie Power puts his foot down to the floor on this horse at an early stage, perhaps going down the back straight, he might just get the Game Changer at it here, and he could be a very difficult horse to pass in the home straight. So not a great deal to choose between these two on form. So I'm going to go with the way the race might pan out around the track and go with Rock the World.
Rock the World for Andy then in the 8 o'clock. The 8.30 is a pretty good race as well. This is the Connacht National Handicap Chase. It's over 3 miles and a half of furlong, and Speckled Wood heads the market. Joint favourite, in fact, 6-1 with Abolitionist. Seafood is 7-1. 7's also for Dush Rembrandt. 15-2 for Leave the Light On. Bishop's Road is 10's, nibbled from 12's. 10-1 for Prince Rudy, and 11's or bigger for the others. Who do you side with in that one, Andy?
Yeah, another very, very difficult heat. Lots of in-form horses coming here in this compelling handicap. But there are a couple that I'd be interested in at their morning prices. One of them has to be Dush Rembrandt, a horse that loves fast ground. he often makes the running as well, which is something I mentioned upon in my previous preview. You do want horses up with the pace here at this tight track. And Binners is likely to bowl along in front and often jumps well and stays well. He could be quite a difficult opponent for the rest of them to catch. He's around about a 7-1 poke this morning, William Hill. And I do think he represents a bit of value. But I'd have to have a few quid also on Ewan Dawes, 8-year-old, Leave the Light On, who represents one of the fastest times I've got so far this jump season in Ireland. And that came behind Rowan's Pride in a helter-skelter race. It was run at an incredibly strong pace. The final circuit was also a bit of a burn-up, so I thought this 8-year-old did really well to finish second to Rowan's Pride, who was absolutely on fire on the night. I think that form's really useful. There are plenty of others to mention as well, the likes of Abolutionist, who we could easily get into it. Prince Rudy, he ran well the last day. And Bishop's Road also comes off the back of a good run at Punchestown last time out. So, real difficult handicap, as the market suggests, 6-1 the field. But my two against the field would be Dush Rembrandt at 7s and Leave the Light On at 15-2.
The final race of the evening is the 9 o'clock. We finish here with a beginner's chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. And Corton Catcher is well back this morning, 7-2 into 5-2 at the top of the betting. 4-1 for Celestial Prospect and Speed Demon. It's 5-1 for Bridget's Pet. Railway Zero is 7-1. And then 16s and double figure prices for the rest of the field. Who would you side with in the lucky last?
Yeah, I've got to go with Corton Catcher. I know this race is big on numbers, but quality-wise, you can whittle it down to sort of 3 or 4. And this horse with a rating of 130 definitely sets a standard on what he achieved over hurdles. He was very consistent, largely. And when he's in good form, this horse, he's usually a horse to stand the right side of. He often goes in spurts. And his two runs here at this track as well over hurdles also come back-to-back when he managed to win back in 2013. That was his first career victory. But prior to that, he'd also finished second around this track, so he clearly likes it here. He warmed up for this beginners with an excellent run first time out over the larger obstacles behind a very good horse of Edward Hart. He's called Manella Faroo. That form alone would definitely make him difficult to beat. And I thought he jumped quite well as well. He was given very much an easy introduction first time out of fences. The obviously modus operandi was to get him round, get him jumping, get him happy. And that's exactly what Andrew McNamara achieved. But now I think with that run under his belt, he can be a little bit more aggressively ridden. Clearly he goes well round here. And 2.5 mile on decent ground should be absolutely ideal for Corton Catcher. So I can see why there's plenty of money for him this morning, and hopefully it'll be justified.
Corton Catcher for Andy then. In the lucky last, let's have, as always, Andy, a quick summary before you go.
Yeah, hopefully the favourite should get short price punters off to a good start in the 5.30 with Galway Bay. It then becomes a little bit more tricky in the 6 o'clock. However, I do like the chances of Kodiak's back and Gem back, with the former getting the vote after an unlucky run in Garen the last time out. In the 6.30, Division 2 with that 7 furlong handicap, I'm going to give Lady Ranger another chance, who never got a chance to show what she could do, courtesy of how the race panned out at Leopardstown the other night. I'll go Dawn Mirage as the value alternative to the short prize favourite in the 7 o'clock. In the 7.30, perhaps one that's been overlooked here is the course specialist Chavelle Rouge. She's definitely slipped under the radar here, and I suggest a reasonable bet should be had at around about 16-1 this morning. We then go into the jumpers, and the 8 o'clock is probably the best rate on the card. I quite like Rock the World. I liked him as a hurdler, and even better now over fences. Hopefully he could make all the running in that 2-miler. And the 8.32 against the field would be the top weight, Leave the Light On, and Dush Rembrandt, who's likely to cut out the early running. And then the final race, Patrick Duffy's 8-year-old, who loves the track, performed well over the fences for the first time out. Corton Catcher gets the vote in the 9 o'clock.
Superb stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck, and enjoy Roscommon this evening.
Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.